Two professors from the University of Wyoming have created an original opera about the story of an unusual subject, the Rocky Mountain Locust. The show will premiere at the end of the month in Jackson. Wyoming Public Radio's London Homer Wambeam has more.
If you lived in Wyoming in the late 1800s, you would recognize this sound. This is the sound of millions of locusts blackening the sky. What you hear is a recreation of a locust swarm from the 2007 film, The Reaping. These insects look a lot like grasshoppers, and they are very, very hungry.
Congress in the 1800s called the Rocky Mountain locust the greatest impediment to the settlement of the western United States.
That's Dr. Jeff Lockwood, who studied locusts for years as an insect ecologist at the University of Wyoming. He says that the Rocky Mountain locust would decimate crops, leading to famine and huge economic setbacks for farmers. But in 1877, the Rocky Mountain locust vanished, something that remains a mystery. The reason Lockwood chose the topic is because the story about vanishing locusts is dramatic and literally biblical. The composer is Dr. Ann Guzzo, a fellow professor at the University of Wyoming. Guzzo admits an opera about locusts might not work.
I'm not sure it does, actually, and that's part of the attraction. An absurd opera with a locust as a main character allows you to sort of tell allegorical tales in ways that maybe if I just had an actual scientist saying nothing but the science wouldn't be as effective.
Lockwood wrote the libretto, or the lyrics for the opera, basing it on a book he wrote about the subject. He worked closely with Guzzo while she composed music for his words. They've worked together before during the U-Cross pollination experiment, a 2014 project that brought together scientists and artists. In many ways, Locust the Opera is a continuation of that experiment. Once they had the opera written, the next piece that Guzzo and Lockwood needed was a conductor, Thomas Blomstar. His role is to keep everyone on track.
I want to do my best to be really honest to what Annie wrote. The training of classical musicians especially is one that encourages poetic license. And I'm a real, nasty cop about that stuff.
Blomstar has a personal connection to the Rocky Mountain locust. His great-grandfather settled in South Dakota in the late 1800s and survived locust swarms.
And so I certainly heard about that from my grandfather and from my uncle, who's still on the family farm.
Next, the production needed a soprano to play the locust. Blomstar and Guzzo had worked with professional soprano Kristen Colvin in the past, and they knew she was open to experimental concepts.
So they contacted me and they said, "We have this project we think you would be interested in." And I said, "Yes."
Colvin became much more than the soprano, though, and filled the role of stage director. Colvin says the opera uses absurdity and dream logic to convey more complex ideas.
When you cross over that permeable land into dreams, you have opportunities to envision the world in a different way. You can see creatures that don't necessarily fit the laws of physics, and you can really play with that.
In the story, Colvin plays the ghost of the Rocky Mountain locust. She has a dialogue with two other characters, a farmer and a scientist. The farmer and scientist have very different relationships with the ghost of the locust. For the scientist, the locust is a muse and a mystery as he tries to discover the cause of its extinction. For the farmer, the locust threatens his survival. It's difficult to capture the scale of a locust swarm with a small chamber opera, so Lockwood says the opera will also have audience participation.
The audience will be equipped with sheets of cellophane. And then using a certain code that the conductor will teach them, they will make the sound of a swarm passing through the auditorium.
Composer Ann Guzzo adds,
"I'm sure you've gone to a show where you were mad that someone was wrinkling the paper, and now we're actually asking you to wrinkle your program."
All the people involved in Locust the Opera are excited to be working on something original and experimental, which Blomstar says is a rarity in opera.
Especially in the realm of classical music, like if you play in a symphony orchestra professionally for a while, you see the same damn pieces every 3 years. It's like on a rotation.
The team hopes to tour Locust the Opera around the world. It will premiere in Jackson at the National Museum of Wildlife Art September 28th and 29th. One planned show is in Morocco at a conference for ornithopterologists. That's people who study grasshoppers, crickets, and locusts. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm London Homer Wambing.